time for your local news headlines. An enterprising programme which has supported more than 90 creative start-up businesses in County Durham is launching a new series of workshops for rural business owners. The Durham Creatives programme, which has fostered the talents of dozens of creative entrepreneurs, has been commissioned by Business Durham to run a series of workshops at the premises it manages in the Durham Dale Centre in Stanhope, Weardale. The free programme helps fledgling entrepreneurs by delivering practical workshops on how to run a business. Many of the businesses it has supported have been started by people who've been made redundant, want a better work-life balance, who are finally realising their dreams to turn their hobbies and passions into thriving ventures. Local councillors, community organisations and members of the public visited Heritage Park yesterday for the Bishop Auckland and Shildon AAP Annual General Meeting. Andrew Walker provided a summary of the group's achievements during the year.
We supported 38 projects last year with the funding that we had available to us, which was just over £300,000. And the big thing for us was that we managed to bring in nearly £400,000 in match funding, which essentially means about £1.30 for every pound that we've spent in the area. Match funding comes from a variety of sources. We work with charitable trusts, we work with our partner agencies, managed to secure some additional funding from our partners at the Durham Dales and Easington Sedgefield CCG last year. We had three priorities last year, so our priorities were employment and jobs, and crime and community safety and children and young people. We did a lot of work around mental health and wellbeing through the Children and Young People's Task Group. So we've worked with some fantastic organisations like If You Care Share, which is a suicide prevention charity, the Bridge Young Carers, who support children and young people who have caring responsibilities. And we've also supported some employability schemes that help people overcome barriers to employment.
A family saved from a serious house fire met and thanked the firefighters who rescued them on Friday. Siobhan Stevenson, her two-year-old son Frankie and partner Tom Elder visited Bishop Auckland Fire Station to speak to crews from Blue Watch who responded to the 999 call in the early hours of Sunday, 15th of May. Tom and Siobhan were alerted to the fire, which started in an armchair in the living room on the ground floor of their home. Having tried to escape from a back bedroom of the property, all three sheltered in the front bedroom and took advice from the fire control operator, Gemma Woodhouse, who kept them calm and provided vital survival plan advice over the phone. Firefighters arrived at the house in East Parade in Bishop Auckland within 6 minutes and helped Siobhan and Tom escape from the first floor. There are your local news headlines. I'm Gillian Campbell.